So let's just reiterate what we know about Yoredeya Siman Dalet. This is a discussion about Shechita in its relationship to Avodas Kochavim. And the Mechaber writes that even in a case where the Shochet did not have in mind that the Shechita should be for the sake of Avodah Zarah, but rather he had in mind that the Zrikas Adam or the Aktoras HaChalovim should be for the sake of Avodah Zarah, the Mechaber says that that's enough to generate what we call Zivchei Mesim. That's what we're going to talk a lot about, this status called Zivchei Mesim. And Zivchei Mesim is Osur Bano. So this psak of the Mechaber about a person, again, who shechts a behemas chulin for the purpose of being zorek the dam for an avodah zorah, is like Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Lamentes presents, on Daf Lamed Aleph, excuse me, presents a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And the machlokes revolves around a principle called Mechashvim Me'avoda Le'avoda. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who maintains Mechashvim Me'avoda Le'avoda, his machshav at the time of Shechita for Zrika L'Shem Avodah Zorah, that generates the status of Takroves Avodah Zorah, the Bosser is Osir Banoah, and that's called Zivchei Mesim. This is against Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds Ein Mechashvim Me'avoda La'avoda. Although, according to Reish Lakish, he is guilty of Avodah Zarah, the Shochet will be Chayev Sayef for Avodah Zarah, but nevertheless, the Basar itself is not Asur. And the Mechaber Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, Mechashvin Me'avoda Le'avoda. So all this is at the beginning of Yoredeya Siman Dalet, and the sugya of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is in Chulin on Daf Lamentes. And yesterday, we're not going to go over the whole shiur, but we had a whole discussion about a case where his Avodah Zarah is in the fact that he anticipates in his Shechita that as a result of the Shechita in a sense, what do we call it yesterday? It is a conduit which sets up the possibility of Zrikas Adam L'Avodah Zarah. So through the Shechita, he's able to be Zorik the Dam. Once he makes that final decision at the time of the Shechita that he will be Zorik the Dam for Avodah Zarah, is considered Avodah Zarah. And we wondered whether it's Avodah Zarah because he made that decision that he will worship Avodah Zarah through the Zrikas Adam, or maybe the Shechit itself as a machshir for Avodah Zarah, that itself is considered Avodah Zarah. That was the discussion that we had yesterday. Now today, we're going to try to study a Rambam. If you happen to have a Rambam, now we need actually two Rambams. One is in Kedusha. Let's see if I have a Rambam Kedusha here. Okay. All right, right now I'm not finding. Can somebody pull out a Rambam Hilchas Macholas Asuros? I don't know where I misplaced my Rambam. And we're studying now, if you want to make a note of it, Simon Chaf. So the Rambam is in Perek Yud Aleph, Mehilchas Macholas Asuros. And the discussion of the Rambam is about Yayin Nesach. Don, you have such a Rambam?
Yep.
Okay, great. So, Perek Yud Aleph, the first halacha. The Rambam says, I'll read it to you in the... I don't have the original, but I have the copy here. The Rambam says, Yayin Shenis Nasech Le'avodah Zara. Now, Rabosai, we have to be sensitive to a distinction between two scenarios. They sound very similar, but yet they're fundamentally different. One is a case where there is a deity, some sort of an idol, and he's pouring the wine in front of the deity, in front of the god. That's called Lifnei Avodah Zara. Then there's another case, which is called Lishem Avodah Zara. He is implementing this action for the honor of worship and the worship of an idol, a deity, but it's not in the presence of the deity. So if we're careful about the language of the Rambam, he says... Now, Rabosai, all this may sound very technical to you, just by way of introduction. But in Yirtzeh Hashem, either today or maybe it'll take one more day till tomorrow, we'll see that there's a lot of lumdus here, a lot of beautiful insights. So Rambam writes, Yayin shenis naseich l'avodah zara, asur banah. It sounds like the Rambam is saying that it's sufficient that he had in mind for the sake of Avodah Zorah. Where is the Avodah Zorah? It's not here right now. And the Rambam says that this Yayin becomes Osur Bano, Hashosa Mimenu, Kolshu, Loka Mea Torah. Ha'ochel kolshu mi tikroves avodah zara mi basar o mi peros loke. And we'll see the pasuk that he quotes in just one moment. So the Rambam says that there's something called tikroves avodah zara. We called it zivchei mesim, right? And the Rambam says that if you eat or drink from this tikroves avodah zara, you get malchus. Get malchus. Shel Torah. We're not talking about a drabbanon here. Shenemar of asher chelev zivichemo yochelu yishtu yayin nesicham. And the Rambam says, which I don't know if we'll get into today, but even if you eat or drink a kol shehu, normally you don't get malchus unless you eat or drink a kezayis revius. Here you chay for kol shehu. And that's the iser of tikroves avodah zarah, something that was brought for the sake of avodah zarah. Now, let's go back to our sugya that we started with for just a minute before we see the Ramban and his objection to the Rambam. In our sugya that we started with, which is codified here by the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Dalet, Hashochet es habehema Lizrok Dom Eliakum, and Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psula. And as we discussed yesterday, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if he shechts it for the purpose of collecting the dam and worshipping the Akum, then that itself is inherent in the Shechita. And the Shechita itself is considered a shchita l'avodah zorah, even though again his intention was only to be zorik the dam, that's called mechashev me'avodah l'avodah. And Rashi writes, the shachta l'shem avodah zorah, shoyah v'daito la'avda b'shchita zu, divyakol asura da zivchei mesim hu. Now Rashi seems to be saying something that's obvious. We have machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish when the shochet did not have das to serve the idol with his shechita. Says Rashi, if he had das, if his intention was that the shechita itself should be an avoda for the sake of avodah zorah, Rashi says divrei hakol asura, then for sure the basar is asur because of zivchei mesim. So the Rav is bothered. What was the Rashi's point of it? What is he coming to be mashmia pshita? I mean, everybody knows that there's an isur tikrovas avodah zorah. So if he had the intention of shechting for avodah zorah, that's mamish tikrovas avodah zorah, and for sure everyone would agree. There's no doubt about it. The parsha in the Torah that the product of such avodah zorah is tikrovis avodah zorah. It's zivchei mesim. So my kamashmam pshita. So we have that question, and now we have the question the Ramban on the Rambam. Now where is this Ramban? The Ramban is in Sefer HaMitzvos. As you and I know, the Ramban wrote an entire critique, Hasagos, on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. So make a note of it. We're in Lotas Ekuf Sadi Dalet. Now, what bothers the Ramban? The Ramban says that he doesn't understand why the Rambam that we started with in Perek Yud Aleph Milchus Machlokes Asuras, why does the Rambam quote a pasuk Asher Chelev Zevichemo Yochelu Yishtu Yenset? Why does the Rambam need that pasuk to establish the Isur of Tikrovas Avodah Zorah? Lomali Hakro Holoke Al tikrovis avodah zorah mishum v'lo yidbak biyodcha me'uma min acherem u'mishum v'lo tovi to'eva el beisecha kimavuar b'rambam b'hilchas akum perik zayin halacha beis. So now we have another Rambam, and this is the Rambam in Hilchas Akum. I don't find Hilchas Macholas Asuras here, but at least I find Hilchas Akum. I know what. I took it to the LC. That's why I don't have it here. I finally figured out why am I missing that volume.
Excuse me, where is Hilchas Avodah Zorah?
It's in Mada, in the first volume of the 14 books of the Rambam. And we're looking at Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. So the Rambam says the following. Avodah Zorah Atzma U'mishamsheha. So he's talking about the idol and all sorts of artifacts and objects that are used as part of the service. V'tikroves shalah, that's the basar after he shechted it, or the yayin after he was menaseach the yayin. V'chol anase b'shvilah, osur b'ano. The Rambam says that all avodah zorah is osur b'ano. And guess what? The Rambam quotes the pasuk shenemar, Vilo Savi Toeva El Beisecha. He writes on the side here, I'm just taking a look if I can find this here. Beginning of Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin Milchus Akum. Halacha Beis. So the idol itself and all the Mishamshea and the Tikrova Shalah is all Asur Be'ano. The Rambam is going to dedicate almost an entire chapter to this concept of Tikroves Avodah Zarah, and the Rambam says that Tikroves of Avodah Zarah is Asur Bano, and he quotes a pasuk in Parshas Ekev, V'lo Savi To'eva El Beisech. Kol Anene B'Echad Mikol Eila Lokeshtayim. The Rambam's sheet is that there are two lavim that apply to someone who derives benefit from Avodah Zarah. Achas Mishum V'lo Tovi To'eva El Beisecho, which the Rambam quoted that pasuk earlier. V'achas Mishum, the Rambam says, V'lo Yidbok min hacherin. Okay. Just, yeah. So the Ramban doesn't understand why the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, when the Rambam says they get malchus for drinking yayin nesach or for eating Takroves Avodah Zarah, Mibasar, Ram says you get Malchus because of the Pasuk, Asher Chelev, Zvichemo Yochelu, Yishtu Yein Nisicham. The Rambam already in Hilchas Akum has quoted two other Psukim in order to establish that you get Malchus. So as we're going to see, the Rav is going to try to develop two different dimensions in Avodah Zarah. One is going to be the Rambam here in Hilchas Akum, and the other is the Rambam in Hilchas Macholos Asuras. The Ramban thought this was all the same. The Ramban did not read into the Rambam any distinction between the two cases here. Now, the super commentary on Sefer HaMitzvahs to defend the Ramban, the Rambam against the Ramban, is the Megillas Esther. And he writes that you have three Malkus. And the Rambam quoted in Hilchas Macholos Asuras a third Pasuk to establish that you get three sets of Malkus. So Rav Soloveitchik is not happy with this Megillas Esther because the Rambam seems to assume, at least in Hilchas Akum, then you get two sets of Malkus. Let's read the Rambam again. The Rambam says, Kol anena b'chol elu lokeshtayim. The Rambam nowhere says that you get shalosh, you get three sets of Malkus. And furthermore, he says, Od kasha, sharei Rambam ilchus macholos asuros, kosav, sheha ochel o hashoseh. Mitakroves Avodah Zarah Loke. The Rambam's emphasis is on eating or drinking. V'lo hizkir, if we're very meticulous about the Rambam, reading the Rambam doesn't mention anything about nana, about, you know, selling it or using it as a sav or whatever other benefits he can get from it. V'ilu behilchas akum, kosav, right? The Rambam writes here in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim that Osir Bano, and he writes B'chol Anene B'chol Elu Lokeshtayim. Why did the Rambam in Hilchas Akum emphasize Hana, and in Machol Sasuris he completely dropped the ball and he ignored the Isur Hana, totally focused on the Isur Achila or Shtia? So the purpose of the Rav now, his goal is to try to set up the parameters of two different dinim of tikroves avodah zara. Hanirabazeh, the sfirulela Rambam, the ikar din tikroves avodah zara, nemar rak bebehema shenikrova lifnei avodah zara, odama nizrak lifnei avodah zara, o yayin shenisnaseich lifnei avodah zara. The leinian tikrovis avodah zara beinon hakrova lifnei avodah zara. Dahainu haktoras imurim o zrikas adam o nisuch yayin lifnei avodah zara. Aval yayin sherak nisnaseich l'shem avodah zara velo lifnei avodah zara lo nesar midin takroves avodah zara. In other words, that's not going to be included in the Rambam in Hilchas Akum. The Rambam in Hilchas Akum is talking about tikroves avodah zara, and we'll soon see the nafkaminas, but that's a case of lifnei avodah zara. It's the Rav's chiddush. He says, but if it was l'shem avodah zara, that's the Rambam in Hilchas Macholas Asuros, shelo nesar midin tikroves avodah zara. The Rambam in Macholas Asuros is deriving a whole new category of avodah zara, which he derives from the pasuk lo yidbak biyadcha me'uma min acherem, and that is called zivchei mesim. So there's something called tikroves avodah zara, and then there's something called zivchei mesim. Umakar l'din zeh, where did the Rambam get this from? Is a Gemara in Avodah Zara daf chavtes amid beis. The Gemara says, Yayin minolon. Right, the Gemara goes through the various different avodos, and the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Baravua, Omar Kra, Asher Chelev. That's the pasuk which the Rambam quoted in Hilchas Macholas Asuros, which is really fascinating because the Gemara in Avodah Zara is talking about Yayin Nesech, and it seems to be oblivious to the main, you know, the main parsha of Avodah Zara in Parshas Ekev, which the Rambam had quoted in Hilchas Akum, right? Lo yidbak biyodcha me'uma and lo tovi. No, the Gemara doesn't quote that pasuk. The Gemara quotes the pasuk of Asher chelev svichemo yochelu yishtu yein nesicha. And Rabba Baravua says ma zevach, right? The pasuk says svichemo, which is a zevach, ma zevach osur bano, af yayin nami osur bano. The Gemara says, v'zevach gufe minayin, t'chsiv v'yitzmidu lebal par v'yochlu zivche mesim. So there's an equation here between zevach and yayin. And the derivation here is zivchei mesim, and the pasuk is asher chelev svichemo yochelu yishtu yei nesicham, where the Torah has a hekesh here between yayin nesech and zevach. Now, let me open up again the Rambam in Hilchas Macholas Asuros, which according to the Rav, the Ram is addressing, and that's what Rav Adabarav addressed, the case of Yayin Shenisnaseich L'Shem Avodah Zorah. And the Rambam's language is Yayin Shenisnaseich L'Avodah Zorah. So Rav Soloveitchik is medayik, the Rambam doesn't say Yayin Shenisnaseich L'Fnei Avodah Zorah, but rather L'Avodah Zorah. Okay, this is the first breakthrough, but we're not finished yet. V'nira, the Rambam sover dibedin zivchei mesim leka iser avodah zorah klal elagak iser macholas asuros. Wow. In other words, this parsha of Asher Chelev Zvichemo Yochelu is being mechadish a separate Isur of Achila B'toras Machol Sasuris. It's like eating, what shall I say, a Be'ema Tmeya. He says, Umishum Hachi, if you're very careful, the Rambam in Hilchas Machol Sasuris mentions nothing about Hanah. The Rambam doesn't say that he gets Malkus for Hanah. The Rambam in Hilchas Akum says he gets two sets of Malkus for Hanah. And the Rambam in Macholas Asuros is restricted to Achila. He completely omits any mention about Hanah. So the Rav says that why don't you get Malkus for Hanah? So he quotes another Rambam in Macholas Asuras. This is in Perek Ches. The Rambam says that in Orla Klayakarim Bas Macholov ain't Lokim al Hanah. That in Orla Klayakarim Bas Macholov, which are all Isuri Hanah, you only get Malkus for Achila. You don't get Malkus for Hanah. That's the Rambam's famous Shita. And therefore, in a case of a Yayin Shenisnaseich Le'avodah Zorah, which generates a separate Iser Achila under the Pasuk of Zivchei Mesim. Again, the Pasuk Zivchei Mesim is referring to Baal Pa'or, that's called Zevach, but we equate that to Yayin Nesach, which is Yayin Shenisnaseich Le'avodah Zorah, as the Rambam is Medayik in Macholas Asuros. There, we derive from, as Rav Adabarava did, the Pasuk Asher Chelev Zvichem Yochelu, an Isra Achila, an Isra Shtia, Yishtu Yei Nesicha. So that's the Zivchei Mason. And that's a separate Isra Achila and an Isra Shtia. No mention of Malkus for the Isra Hanah. Because the Ram holds in general that you don't get Malkus for an Isra Hanah. And the Rav says, why? He says, "Klalhu linyan malchus she'eno lokel al ikar alav velo alav tofel hanimshach betolda the ikar alav." So the Rav says that there's something called an ikar alav, and then there's something called a tolda. In Macholas Asuros, even if it's Osir Banoah, the ikar alav is the achila. But the tolda that broadens the scope of that Iser is Hanah. And that's already Tofel. When you get Malkus, you only get Malkus for violating the Iker Alav. So in the case of Yayin Shenisnaseich Le'avodah Zorah, that's a separate parasha in the Torah, which creates an Iser Zivchei Mesim for Achila, or in this case Shasiya, of Macholas Asuros. Enochinami, it's Osir Hanah as well, but that Isir Hanah would not generate Malkus. And the Rambam's subject here in Machol Sasus Pekir Alf Aloch Aleph is the Chi of Malkus. And the Rambam therefore says he gets Malkus for Shasiyah, he gets Malkus for Achila, no mention of Hanah. because now we're talking about a new Iser of Macholas Asuros, which is not an Iser Avodah Zarah. The Rambam has dedicated Hilchas Avodah Zarah for the Isurim that emanate from a person who is Menasech Yayin Lifnei Avodah Zarah, etc., etc. And therefore he says, Ikar Iser Macholas Asuros Hu Iser Achila V'Iser Ano Einu Ela Kelav Tofel L'Iser Achila. And in the footnote, he tells you that elsewhere in the Shiurei Rabbeinu, he has a whole simon dedicated to this distinction between Ikar Lav and Lav Tofel. He says, V'nire, to who adin nami, Yishlom l'gabi yayin nesech, to hol v'yayin nesech b'ikro, who din macholos asuros, hare Ikar Lav shebo hu Iser Achila, Tikroves means lifne avodah zarah. You know, it's a worship of a korban in front of the avodah zarah. Sha'aser b'ano mitzad atzma. That's already avodah zarah mamish. And the Iser Ano is not a toldo, but rather it's the Av, so to speak, it's the Ikar Lav. And here, the Rambam holds that you get Malkus even for having Hano from Avodah Zorah. V'nira o demidiri Rambam gufa muchach desfirle the shiny Iser Yayin Nesech v'din zivchei mesiv Mishare Isuri Avodah Zarah. Shoya Ramam Hevi Isur Yayinesech Vilchus Macholos Asuros. Ve'ilu Shari Isuri Avodah Zarah Hevi Behilchus Akko. So the Rav is perplexed. Yayinesech is just one particular form of Avodah Zarah. Why in Hilchus Avodah Zarah the Ramam, as we discussed earlier, Perek Zion has a whole list of different forms of avoda, and in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, the Rambam only speaks about Yain Shenis Nasech LaAvodah Zarah Hashosu Bimenu Loke. Why didn't the Rambam go through Haktaras Himurim, which he has in Hilchos Akum? What else did he have in Hilchos Akum? Let's read it again. He's got a whole bunch of different avodos here. So he says that the Rambam holds that the Iser of Yayin Nesech is a separate Iser, which the Rambam codifies in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, but other Iser of Avodah Zarah the Rambam leaves for Hilchos Akum. Why? So he says, Lefi Dvarenu Misbayer, the Yayin Nesach be Yisodo hu Iser Macholos Asuros. Again, you could use the act of Nisuch as an act of Avodah Zarah, like any other act of worship, but again, it would have to be Lifnei Avodah Zarah. But here the Rambam is formulating in Hilchos Macholos Asuros a brand new Iser of Yayin Nesech, should be a sodo Iser Macholos Asuros, Ulafichach Heviu Arama Behilchus Macholos Asuros. When he's talking about Avodah Zarah, when he's talking about Misham Sheha, when he's talking about being makriv something to Avodah Zarah, those are full fledged Isurei Avodah Zarah, and they are codified in Hilchus Akum. But when he talks about this new Iser of HaMenasech Yayin L'Shem Avodah Zarah, which is fundamentally an Iser Achila, and it's Macholos Asuros, and it doesn't belong to Hilchos Akum because it's not an Iser Avodah Zarah, then the Rambam dedicates or shall I say codifies that halach in Hilchas Macholas Asuros. So this is in Siman Chaf. Now honestly, it didn't work out exactly as I had planned. I was hoping that you would have Siman Chaf Aleph. But then I wrote a note to my friend Yosef that we can't really understand Siman Chaf Aleph unless we do Siman Chaf. But let me share with you a little bit of what Rav Soloveitchik has to say in Siman Chaf Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Dalet says Shochat Stam, right, we didn't have this case yet, the Acherkach Choshav Lizrok Doma Olahakdir Chelbo Lavodis Kochavim Hareze Sofeik Zivche Mason. Very strange psak of the Machabra. Sofeik Zivche Mason. So at the time of the Shechita, he had regular kavana for Shechita, and then he decided that he wants to take the dam, and he wants to be makter the dam, or makter of the chelev, for the sake of avodas kochavim. So the Shach writes that in this case that the Mechaber says is osur mitzad sofeik zivchei mesim, it's osur bachila and mutter banna. So the Rav says, I don't understand the Shach. When we talk about the Isra of Avodah Zorah, and we open up the Rambam that we did before in Perek Zayin Milchas Akum, the Rambam doesn't mention a word about Achila. The Ram just says it's Osir Bano. Right? Let's read it again. Avodah Zorah Atzma Shem Shevet Tikrov V'Shalah is Osir Bano. The Ram says if you have Hano, then you get two sets of Malkus. So he says, if the Ikar Iser in Avodah Zorah is the Iser Hano, how is it Shaykh to say will be Machmir in the Iser Achila more than the Iser of Hana? Achila is just another form of Hana. It's like a subcategory of Hana. Vanira Bezer, Alpimeshi Biarnu, in the previous Simon, Shemidire Arama Mevur Shieshnam Shte Alochos Bi Iser Tikroves Akum, Aleph. Isur, Ikar Isur, Tikroves Avodah Zorah, the Alfinan Mikra de lo Sovi Toevel Beitecha, Umikra de lo Yidbak Biotcha Muvim and Acherim. And here the Pasuk just uses the word Cherim, it doesn't say anything about an Isur Achila. Is therefore the Ikar Isur is Hana. Achila is just one form of Hana. Ulam, Milvad Iser Zer, in addition to the Iser Hanav Avodah Zorah, Yesh Od Iser Tikrovas Avodah Zorah, the Alfinan Midachsiv, Asher Chelev, Zivichemo Yochelu, Yishtunay Nisok, Vubaram Ilchis Machos Asus Perk Yud Aleph, the Iser Zer, who Logak Yayin Shinisnasek Lifnei Avodah Zorah, La Af Yayin Shinisnasek Lishem Avodah Zorah. The Cholshas of Maisa Avodah Zorah Im Chefetz Misuyom Hareu Nesar Af Im Lo Nasa Karbon Lifnei Avodah Zorah Ulam. Right, and this Iser Machol Sasuros is derived from the Pasuk of Shisemo, of Shisio Mashma Milosh and Akra. The Isur Zebi Karo Isur Achila, Velo Isur Hano. Umi Isur Achila Nimshach Kaf Isur Hano. Kamo Bashar Isure Hano Bechol Atar Kula, where the Isur Hano is a tolda of the Isur Achila, which is the primary Isur. Umi Achar Sheishnam Shnei Lavin Be Isur Avodah Zorah. Echad Shebi Ikaro Hu Isur Hano. The Echad Shebi Koro Hu Isra Achila Memela Shapir. Now I can understand the Mechaber. Yesh makom lechalek bein Isar Hano leIsar Achila bedin takroves avodah zarah. To me, high timer b'shochet stam v'achka choshav lizrok doma liakum lo osar ela b'achila. The Mechaber, based on Rabbi Yerucham, who came before the Mechaber, Paskin said it's only osar b'achila. Why? The Sfirle, the Mechaber holds, the Gabi Alav da Hano, with regard to the love of Hano, so we have a machlokes in the Gemara whether we apply the principle of Hochiach Sofo al Tchiloso, and with regard to Hano, which is now a subcategory of Achila, it's a Tafel. Yesh lahakel kishitas chachamim de lo amrin en hochiach sofo al tchiloso. Aval legabe alav da achila, which is the ikar alav, is yesh lahachmir kirib shimon gamliel de amrin en hochiach sofo al tchiloso. So in other words, what Rav Soloveitchik is claiming here is that the Mechaber is addressing a case of a shochet who has in mind, forget about has in mind, what I mean to say is where the Zrikas Adam was for the sake of Avodah Zarah, but not Lifnei Avodah Zarah. And that we said is derived from Zivchei Mesim. Here the Iker Isur is Achila, and the Tafel is Hana. And that allows the Mechaber to be Mechalik in a case of Suffolk. We don't know whether we paskin like the Chachamim who hold Hochiach Sofal Tchiloso, or like Rav Shim Gamliel. I'm sorry, like the Chachamim Delamri in Hochiach Sofal, or like Rav Shim Gamliel's Machmir says Hochiach Sofal Tchiloso. So we don't know whether or not his ultimate Zrikas Adam now proves that his Shechita was also for the sake of Avodah Zarah. And in such a suffix, the Mechaber makes a pshara, and he's willing to say that it's mutar b'hano but asur b'achila. Why? Because now we have a second category, which we saw the Rambam codify in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, of yayin shenisnasech le'avodah zarah, where the ikar ha'isur in the Torah is the isur achila, and the Isra I know is only a tafel, like we said in other Macholos Asuras, like Orla, Klaya Kerem, and Basa Macholov, where the Ikar Isra is the Ikar, is the Isra Achila. So when it comes to the Isra tafel, here we can apply the principle of Safek, Lakula, and we can rely on the Chachamim, who say, Lo Amrin Hochiach Sofa Tchila. So the Shechita was not L'Shem Avodah Zarah, if you don't hold Hochiach Sofa Tchila. So, and that we will allow us to be makil in Macholos Asuros with regard to the Isur Hano. However, with regard to Isur Achila, which is the Ikara Isur, there we're going to apply the principle of Sofek Lahachmir, and we're going to be Choshesh for the Shita of Hashim Gamliel, who holds Hochiach Sofal Tchilos. So I just want to comment, as we have to end now, that We always distinguish between the Ikara Isa and the Tafel Isa Tafel as far as Malkus is concerned. The Rav is taking this one step further and he's applying the principle of Safek, that when do we say Safek Lahachmir? That's only on the Ikara Isa. But just like we were lenient in the Tafel and we said there's no Malkus for violating the Tafel, so too we can be lenient in the Tafel and apply the principle of Safek Lahakel. So when we have this machlokas where the shechita itself is called shechita l'shem avodah zarah based on the zrika that he does subsequently, whether we go back to hochiach sofa tchiloso, we can be makel as far as the isur hanah is concerned, and we have to be machmir as far as the ikra isur, which is the isur achil. Okay, then if I can take this opportunity again, thank everyone for coming. If anyone's interested in learning a little bit about the Haggadah, so we'll try to get together at Emir Shem at 7:30.
Tonight? 7:30 or tomorrow?
We'll try to do one tonight, and then we'll see if we could do one tomorrow. I don't know. I'm playing this by ear. There was an email.